Asking Singaporeans to vote for political parties and candidates along racial religious lines is a reckless thing to do. It also sets a dangerous precedent. If we allow this, other racial and religious groups will have similar demands, and we have to allow them to make similar calls too. The natural result in a democracy will be that the largest and the best organized religions and races will get their way. They will have the strongest lobbying power and the most number of votes, and political parties will have to listen to them. The other natural result is that the followers of different races and religions will clash. Followers of different faiths can hold beliefs that are essentially incompatible with one another. If different groups press their religious ideals hard instead of compromising with one another, and if the government prioritizes the views of one faith over another, conflict is inevitable. If we go down this path of canvassing based on identity politics, the result will be that most parties will appeal to the Chinese vote, and the minorities will feel the squeeze and will be marginalized. When you try and get the Malay Muslim vote in this way, and if the Malay Muslim community responds, the other communities, in particular the Chinese, will quickly notice and very likely start to view the Malay Muslim community with suspicion along communal lines. This is what happens in many countries, and our sense is that something like that may have started to happen in Tampines. Many Chinese voters in Tampines seem to have observed the communal nature of the appeals to the Malay voters, and they seem to have chosen to take a different direction during this GE. But this sort of racial dynamics in politics is very bad for Singapore. The same can happen with religions. Christianity, Buddhism, Taoism. These will emerge as the dominant religions influencing politics. That will cause deep resentment and anxiety amongst Muslims, Hindus, other groups.